UK planning to vaccinate 5 to 11-year-old children by the spring, report. By Kurt Zindelka on November 21, 2021. The UK's National Health Service, NHS, is reportedly making preparations to vaccinate children as young as 5 years old by the spring. Leaked plans for Britain's vaccination rollout, widely reported in the British media including The Guardian, allegedly include proposals to jab children between the age of 5 and 11 years old in an effort to contain the spread of the Chinese coronavirus. Top secret plans reveal what is at stake if we are to achieve a meaningful victory over COVID. Asking parents for permission to jab kids as young as 5 is in the schedule, a senior source told The Sun newspaper. Nothing is in the public domain yet, and the plans could change. But jabbing young children is backed by many scientists. The source continued, adding, "It is controversial, but will help us reach our goal." A spokesman for NHS England would not deny the veracity of the report, saying for Sky News, "The NHS regularly plans for how it would operationalize opening vaccines to more people, so it is ready to extend the jab quickly when and if any decision is recommended by the JCVI. Should the government wish to extend the vaccination program to youngsters between the ages 5 and 11, it would need to be signed off by the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, MHRA, and would need to take into consideration recommendations from the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization, JCVI. A spokesman for the MHRA said, extending the use of a COVID-19 vaccine to children age 5 to 11 would only be authorized if the expected standards of safety, quality and effectiveness are met. As with children age 12 and above, parents can be fully assured that for any potential authorization in this age group, the safety of the children would be our top priority. Healthy children in Britain between 12 and 15 years old were cleared to take one dose of a coronavirus vaccine since September. However, they have yet to be cleared to take a second jab. Announcing the decision, England's chief medical officer, Chris Whitty, argued that it was necessary to vaccinate children in order to reduce disruption in schools. The decision from the government came despite the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization, JCVI, not recommending vaccinating children, arguing that the marginal benefits of giving children jabs were not enough to justify the move. However, the JCVI said that it was not in the agency's remit to make the final call, saying that the government must also consider the societal impacts of the vaccine program. A study in July found that children only accounted for 0.005% of all COVID-19 deaths in the UK. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the United States approved the use of the Pfizer vaccine for children between 5 to 11 earlier this month, albeit at a smaller dosage than given to adults and teenagers. Hailing the decision, President Joe Biden described it as a turning point in the fight against the virus, saying, "It will allow parents to end months of anxious worrying about their kids and reduce the extent to which children spread the virus to others." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.